of God's love across cities and beyond. We are One Love Radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Radio. My name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. Immigration removes 164 illegal immigrants. Water Voices United project launches 500,000 output-based grants. In international headlines, Burkina Faso's junta expels top UN official over child rights report. And in sports, Nkandu calls for mental health awareness in the creative sector. And now the news in detail. The Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the intensified nationwide enforcement operations led to the apprehension, removal and prosecution of hundreds of illegal immigrants between the 15th and 18th of August 2025. Mr. Nshinka says on Saturday, 16th August 2025, in Lusaka, the department conducted a mass removal operation in which 72 illegal immigrants were removed from the country after paying court fines for various immigration related offences. He says those removed comprised 46 Burundians, 7 Rwandanese, 7 Tanzanians, 6 Ugandans, 5 Congolese and 1 Kenyan. Similarly, on Monday, 18th August 2025, the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office removed 66 illegal immigrants.
In a related development, the Mpika Immigration Office on 18th August 2025 detained 11 suspected illegal immigrants aged between 15 and 33. The 8 Bangladeshi nationals and 3 Ethiopians were intercepted at a diversion near the Mpika checkpoint in an abandoned Toyota Probox station wagon registration number SAB 4787 after the driver fled when pursued by police pulling a tip-off from local villagers. While the Bangladeshi nationals had passports, none bore entry endorsement stamps confirming that they had entered the country illegally. The 3 Ethiopians were undocumented.
The Water Voices United project has launched an output-based initiative to build CSO capacity for advocacy and policy dialogue with sub-national governments. Backed by 500,000 grants, the project supports inclusive and climate-resilience implementation of national programs for water, sanitation and hygiene, WASH, and integrated water resources management. Speaking in Lusaka during the ongoing building of the successful 7 CSOs for the output-based competition, Forum Coordinator Vubala Mumba says the exercise highlights the importance of strengthening local CSOs' organizational capabilities. Ms. Mumba emphasized that the forum was fortunate to have the co-financing from the European Union and the Danish People's Aid committed to supporting capacity building. She stressed that the strength of the forum depends on the accountability and active participation of its members, warning that without the qualities, funding requests would be difficult to justify.
Multi-stakeholder forums. Make friends with the people in agriculture. Make friends with the people in the forestry. Make friends with the water resources. Make friends with the DC. Make friends with the WDC. Make friends with the chief. Multi-stakeholder. foreigners. Because when you're not there, they will champion your story. They will champion your hope. Those allies, those who are yours, they will find a way. When you hit a brick wall, that's why you are there. Call each other. When we are home, this is not my friend. What can I do?
And earlier, Water Voices United Deputy Project Manager Devin Goma said each civil society organization would be granted 500,000 kwacha to implement activities over 4 months. Mr. Ngoma stressed the need for CSOs to ensure compliance with the grant guidelines, understanding their roles and responsibilities and the project goals.
Comment on climate change issues, again in comment, we came up with very strong way forward about climate change. People are aware of climate change, or they were completely unaware that climate change is affecting them, etc. And then again, the person who was responsible for this activity will sign it and it will be approved. See there, it says approved. So the person that is submitted to has to approve that yes, this is the correct representation of what we did, and we have implemented this activity to the satisfaction and requirements of the expected funders.
Minister of Transport and Logistics Museva Tayali says Zambia is more than ready to anchor a tri-regional aviation network linking southern, central and eastern Africa. Speaking when he officially opened the Single African Air Transport Market Pilot Implementation Project, Zambia Airshows in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Tayali says with Tanzania and the Democratic Republic of Congo now fully engaging with the system, Lusaka can serve as the central hub with Ndola as a mining and industrial air gateway. He says Livingstone and Mfue can serve as tourism and conference magnets. Mr. Tayali has highlighted benefits which include 20 new intra-African routes by 2028, 40 to 50% passenger growth and 35% in 3 years lower fares across the region. Other benefits are the projected 30 to 35% more air cargo exports from agriculture, mining and manufacturing and thousands of new jobs in aviation, logistics and tourism. The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development has suspended operations of two Chinese-operated mines in Kasemba district of Northwestern Province after discovering illegal processing of gold and copper ore. The affected mines, Sino-Octocene Mine and Ken Reliable, were found processing minerals without the required mineral processing licenses. The said operations were found with substantial stocks of gold and copper containing ore within their premises, which was piled up ready for processing. The abusers were uncovered during an inspection led by Mines Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kabeta and officials from the Mine Safety Department. Dr. Kabeka says the sources of the said ore stockpiles will be further investigated and any potential illegalities relating to the foregoing will be sternly dealt with. Patriotic Front Media Director Edwin Lifwekelo says Zambians are fed up of the failed UPND promises made by President Hage Ndehijilema in 2021. Mr. Lifwekelo states that the UPND hype about the promised Canaan has completely vanished out, leaving a trail of growing unhappiness among people. He has stated that President Hage Ndehijilema and the UPND must not be voted back into office as they do not deserve a second term. He notes that Zambia is lacking leadership at the moment, adding that the economic swamp is as a result of poor leadership.
This current government of President Hage Ndehijilema won power on a series of promises that included reducing the cost of living for our people and tackling youth unemployment. Unfortunately, the cost of living has risen considerably to unprecedented levels in almost 4 years of UPND being in power. Let me say this, that Zambia belongs to Zambia. We therefore urge the new donor administration to observe and adhere to the rule of law. Let there be less patronage in utilization of public resources, and as a matter of agency, create a truly professional civil service and create an environment that is democratic where every Zambian will participate in the political dispensation.
We take a break to stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them know that we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips.